It has been a long battle for Baltimore County. It's been a contentious issue. We've worked very hard on it. I was actually the floor leader on the bill from the committee. We took a lot of amendments. We worked with a lot of different groups, making sure that everybody was okay with what we were able to do. So you have 7 elected, 4 appointed. The 7 elected come from the councilmatic districts, and the 4 appointed are going to come through a nomination commission, which is made up of multiple groups that will then make recommendations to the governor. The governor will then pick.
And these are nonpartisan elections, I understand, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Why nonpartisan? Why not have Democrats and Republicans run?
It's how a lot of other school boards do it.
Gotcha.
What happens is Republican, Democrat, anybody can run. They show up on both ballots in the primary. That's what it means by nonpartisan.
Gotcha.
So you'll have Republicans that will show up on a Democratic ballot, but it doesn't show what their political party is.
Gotcha.
Correct.
And this takes effect in 2018.
Yes, it does. I actually have the bill folder here.
Yes,
I had been studying it the last few days. The first election takes effect in 4 years in the 2018 election. And what it does is we had to work with how do you deal with the appointments that are coming up and will be going
sure.
off, and who will be appointed, how long will they be appointed for. So there was a lot of issues that we had to address with that.
All right. Thank you very much. Good seeing you.